So February the 7th it is today, and today it's our topic was to interview someone. So I thought, what better than interview someone that you've never heard of? So here is my good friend Thomas Haley.
Hello.
How are you, Thomas?
Very well, thank you.
That's good. Now, you're currently at the University of Sheffield.
Yes, I am, studying mechanical engineering.
What on earth does mechanical engineering involve?
What does it involve? Well, it's a wide range of things. It's unlike like civil or structural engineering, where you're building buildings, or automotive, where you're doing cars, or aeronautical, where you're doing planes. Mechanical sort of across all of them. So it's the broadest band. So it's things like thermodynamics and looking at airflow and fluids and how they flow and bending beams and choosing the right materials to build things. It's quite a big sort of course.
Now, the only thing I know about thermodynamics is entropy.
Yes.
What is entropy?
What is entropy? Entropy, it, well, put basically, how am I going to describe this?
Do it in a Brian Cox like fashion.
What?
Do it in a Brian Cox like fashion.
Oh, well, I was going to say, if you've got something hot,
yeah,
and you've got something cold,
right,
the hot thing will naturally cool down and pass the heat over to the cold thing, which will warm up.
Okay.
Right? And it will never go the other way. And what? Entropy is the thing that stops
it going the wrong way.
Going the other way. It means that temperature flows from hot to cold. So entropy is all about the fact, as far as the universe is concerned, you can't do anything without increasing entropy. So when you put the brakes on the car, you're generating heat, and all that energy that you had in motion, moving, gets turned into heat and is wasted, and it heats up the air molecules that will heat up other air molecules and blah, blah, blah. And generally, the whole universe gets hotter and entropy increases. So entropy always increases.
So always. So if the universe is getting hotter, is that what is causing global warming?
Well, global warming is a very specific bit of the universe, because it's like our little bit of the universe. But the universe, in general, is getting chaotic. Everything's sort of heating up. Well, everything's all the nice, interesting, like reactions and stuff, like stuff moving and things falling with potential energy. That's all going to disappear because everything eventually goes to heat, and then we'll end up with all the air molecules being heated, and then they'll all spread out into the vacuum of space and just slowly get colder and more spread out. And the universe will end as one big, cold, spread-out mass of nothingness.
Okay. Now, I've seen Wonders of the Universe.
Yes.
And Brian Cox on it said that entropy also explains that everything goes from being ordered to less ordered.
Yes.
So that's kind of what you're on about.
Yes, it's the it's the thing that you're never going to have a mess, and it's going to spontaneously become tidy. Everything's going to get messy.
Well, I don't know.
So it is that same sort of thing. It's where everything's going to turn into disorder.
So basically, it's describing my bedroom floor, because that starts off tidy and then it ends up in a mess.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
That's entropy.
Yes, basically. You are increasing, in some respects, your local entropy of your room by making your little bit messy.
I like how we've just described entropy using a bedroom floor analogy.
Well, that is basically what it is. It's just messiness, entropy is. And the fact that things naturally get messier and not tidier.
Okay. We're running out of time, Tom, so I'll say thank you. But we've got to get you on another Boo, just because we'll explain science through other things like sheds or...
sheds.
I don't know. Or trees.
Because... imagine the universe is a shed.
Yeah, exactly. That's Tom Haley, who's currently studying mechanical engineering at the University of Sheffield. I'm Jonathan Sawyer, and I will see you tomorrow.